Chapter 11. I found myself standing in an old video arcade, playing Galaga. The game was already in progress. I had double ships and a score of 41,780 points. I glanced down and saw that my hands were on the controls. After a second or two of disorientation, I reflexively began to play, moving the joystick left just in time to avoid losing one of my ships. Keeping one eye on the game, I tried to make sense of my surroundings. In my peripheral vision, I was able to make out a Dig Dug game on my left and a Zaxxon machine to my right. Behind me, I could hear a cacophony of digital combat coming from dozens of other vintage arcade games. Then, as I finished clearing the wave on Galaga, I noticed my reflection in the game's screen. It wasn't my avatar's face I saw there. It was Matthew Broderick's face. A young, pre-Ferris Bueller and pre-Lady Hawk Matthew Broderick. Then I knew where I was and who I was. I was David Lightman, Matthew Broderick's character in the movie War Games, and this was his first scene in the film. I was in the movie. I took a quick glance around and saw a detailed replica of 20 Grand Palace, the combination arcade pizza joint featured in the film. Kids with feathered 80s hairstyles were clustered around each of the games. Others sat in booths eating pizza and drinking sodas. Video Fever by the Beepers blasted out of a jukebox in the corner. Everything looked and sounded exactly as it did in the movie. Halliday had copied every last detail from the film and recreated it as an interactive simulation. Holy shit. I'd spent years wondering what challenges awaited me inside the first gate. Never once had I imagined this. But I probably should have. War Games had been one of Halliday's all-time favorite movies, which was why I had watched it over 36 times. Well, that, and also because it was completely awesome, with an old-school teenage computer hacker as the protagonist. And it looked like all of that research was about to pay off. Now I heard a repetitive electronic beeping. It seemed to be coming from the right pocket of the jeans I was wearing. Keeping my left hand on the joystick, I reached in my pocket and pulled out a digital watch. The readout said 7:45 a.m. When I pushed one of the buttons to silence the alarm, a warning flashed in the center of my display. David, you're going to be late for school. I used a voice command to pull up my Oasis map, hoping to learn where the gate had transported me. But it turned out that not only was I no longer on Middletown, I was no longer in the Oasis at all. My locator icon was in the middle of a blank screen, which meant I was OTM, off the map. When I'd stepped into the gate, it had transported my avatar into a standalone simulation, a virtual location separate from the Oasis. It seemed that the only way I could get back would be to clear the gate by completing the quest. But if this was a video game, how was I supposed to play it? If this was a quest, what was my goal? I continued to play Galaga while pondering these questions. A second later, a young boy walked into the arcade and came over to me. "Hi, David," he said, his eyes on my game. I recognized this kid from the movie. His name was Howie. In the film, Matthew Broderick's character hands his Galaga game off to Howie when he rushes off to school. "Hi, David," the boy repeated in the same exact tone. As he spoke this time, his words also appeared as text, superimposed across the bottom of my display, like subtitles. Below this, flashing red, were the words, "Final Dialogue Warning."